KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have a partly cloudy to cloudy sky, and it's currently 52 degrees. We do look forward to be partly cloudy today with a high of 72. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with a check of area and state news. In area news, the Cass County Sheriff's Office yesterday said there were three arrests that took place over the past week, with two people arrested on separate charges Saturday. They include 21-year-old Colby Austin Folk of Harlan, who was arrested for driving while barred. Folk was taken to the Cass County Jail and released the following day in his own recognizance. And 35-year-old Ashley Christensen of Council Bluffs was arrested Saturday on charges of operating while under the influence, second offense, public intoxication, interference with official acts, and disorderly conduct. Christensen was taken to the Cass County Jail and released the following day on her own recognizance. Last Thursday, Cass County deputies arrested 35-year-old Ryan Kent Richards of Griswold on a nuisance charge. Richards was taken to the Cass County Jail and released later that day on his own recognizance. Audubon Police Chief Matt Starmer yesterday said that there was an arrest on Monday of 29-year-old Levoy Alroy Kluver of Audubon. Kluver turned himself in on the warrant for two counts of child endangerment. He appeared before the magistrate and was then released. And last Saturday, 38-year-old Joshua Lee Larson of Audubon was arrested and charged with domestic abuse causing injury and felony child endangerment. Larson was transported to the Audubon County Jail, where he was being held to appear before the magistrate. Two people were arrested on separate charges late Wednesday morning in Creston. Police say 41-year-old Lindsay Willems of Creston was arrested for driving while suspended. She was released from custody on a $300 bond. And 43-year-old Tommy Moad of Mount Air was arrested in Creston on a Union County warrant for violation of a no-contact or protective order. The charges were summarily dismissed, and Moad was released from the Union County Jail. Two people were arrested on separate driving while revoked and driving while suspended charges this past Tuesday in Creston. Authorities say 23-year-old Kaylee Nelson of Creston was arrested for driving while revoked. She was later released on a $2,000 bond. And 20-year-old Noah Wardlow of Corning was arrested in Creston for driving while suspended. He was being held in the Union County Jail on a $300 bond. Red Oak Police report the arrest at around 4:30 p.m. Wednesday of 57-year-old Jason Troy Waters. The Red Oak man was taken into custody in the 1600 block of North Broadway on a charge of harassment in the third degree. Waters was transported to the Montgomery County Jail and held on a $300 cash bond. And police in Red Oak said Tuesday afternoon they arrested 29-year-old Dustin Ray Ahearns of Red Oak. Ahearns was arrested at around 12:20 p.m. for domestic abuse assault. He was transported to the Montgomery County Jail and held without bond, pending an appearance before the magistrate. Montgomery County Sheriff's Office reports there were two recent arrests. On Wednesday, 26-year-old Keegan Michael Johnson of Stanton was arrested at around 11 a.m. for driving while license barred and operation of a vehicle with expired plates. His bond was set at $2,000. On Tuesday, 19-year-old Charles Lee Shadbolt of Villisca had been arrested at the Regional Corrections Facility in Council Bluffs on a Montgomery County bench warrant for violation of probation. Shadbolt was bond set at $5,000. The Audubon School District's Board of Education met Monday evening, and Superintendent Brett Gibbs said yesterday the board approved final approval to some summer projects, including tuck pointing of the elementary school and replacement of fencing around the exterior of the football field and track.
We did the east side when we redid the football field originally here with the grandstand and stuff, because that all had to be tore out for landscaping purposes anyway. But now we're going to replace the rest of it, so it looks good. That'll put it back in good repair, and we're going to move it slightly so it's a little easier for us to mow around some trees on one end and stuff.
The Audubon School Board on Monday also talked about future remodeling of the 5th through 12th grade building. About 12 years ago, the district added some rooms onto the back of the building to bring the 5th and 6th grade up, but Gibbs said the rest of the building has not had much done to it since 1964.
And it's time. Basically, mainly starting with our HVAC system. We're steam heat. We know that our pipes are leaking. We're losing a lot of heat that way. And our boilers are both probably on the downhill side. I think they tell us we've probably got another 10 years before we're going to have to replace our two boilers here. So it's time to start looking at ways we can upgrade our facility here and make it more energy efficient and maintain the condition of the building.
He said they will be in discussion with Engie Engineering on the potential costs and how the potential project could be paid for. The Audubon School Board also sets student fees for the fiscal year 2020 school year. And Gibbs said the parents should also be aware the district is switching to a different provider for parents to use credit cards online for student fees, including lunches and books.
If we put that in, the school has covered the cost of that. Well, we are switching to a different provider, and then from now on that, I guess if you go to an ATM, they call that a convenience fee. But from now on, that fee will be charged to the user. The school, the taxpayers of the school shouldn't be picking up that fee. And so we're going to start charging people for the cost of using their credit cards to pay out lunch fees, to pay for book fees, or any other, any other school fee that we would have.
The new provider is JMC, he said, which has the district student information system already and costs less than the current provider. With regard to student lunch fees, Brett Gibbs said the price of student and adult lunches increased 5 cents, and the cost of junior high mesh jerseys went from $22 to $25. In other business, the Audubon School Board Monday discussed student drop-off and pickup at the elementary school. Gibbs said they have some safety concerns, mainly in the morning. EMC Insurance, he said, sent out a traffic flow expert to come out and make suggestions on ways to improve the flow.
From marking, proper markings on pickup and drop-off areas to maybe dropping, the buses drop off in a different location in the morning. So we're going to look at doing, trying to put some of those in place and seeing if that improves things. If not, we did have a quote on putting in a whole separate bus pickup and drop-off area on the east side that came in just under $50,000. And I think before we spend $50,000 on that, we want to make sure we've tried everything else first.
In other news, the Iowa Department of Education has added some new features to the online system that tells how public schools are measuring up to federal requirements. Department spokesperson Stacy Hupp says the information folds in with the data required under the federal Every Student Succeeds Act.
It really made sense to have one report card for Iowa that meets federal and state laws, and also is intended to help Iowans understand how their schools are performing in certain areas.
Hub says they've added several items to the site.
The new data include suspension and expulsion of students, chronic absenteeism, which is the percentage of students who missed 10% or more school days for any reason. It includes things like post-secondary readiness.
There is also a feature to compare school and district performances and includes data and ratings from the former Iowa school report card that was developed to meet a 2013 state law.
Parents and other Iowa education stakeholders can use the information to better understand how their schools are performing in certain areas. And while an online tool certainly is never the whole story on our schools in Iowa, having access to this information really empowers parents and other stakeholders to better contribute to local conversations in their communities around improving schools.
And you can see that full report online at iaschoolperformance.gov. Hub says the new features do not change the school accountability scores that were calculated in December. Those scores will be updated later this year as part of an annual update to the website. That is a check of our news on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.